Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, motherfucker!
What are you looking at, sir?
I'm looking at you, miss.
Run that, baby.
I'm not the Zodiac. And if I was, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of the Imprint Companion. This is probably going to form part of a multi-part series unpacking the incredible After Dark Neo-Noir Cinema Collection 3, featuring films such as Homicide, White Sands, The Crossing Guard, Heaven's Prisoners, Under Suspicion, and Dirty Pretty Things. I am so thrilled, proud, and excited to be a part of the contributor cohort on this excellent piece of physical media, one of the best of the entire year. And I'm joined by my bestie, the legendary, renowned author and screenwriter, Maria Lewis, because we are, and our dear friend Jen Johans, are part of the contributing writers to a 60-page, glorious, beautiful 60-page booklet of brand new essays done for this box set. I do The Crossing Guard, which our friend Travis Woods also does a commentary on. Jen writes about David Mamet's Homicide, and the beautiful Maria Lewis, who you're about to hear her voice, did a film called Dirty Pretty Things. She wrote an essay called Seeing the Unseen, the Specificity of Stephen Knight's Sight. It is excellent. Hello, Maria Lewis.
Hi, is that my bestie and a Tessie?
Yes, it is. Oh my God, I'm so happy. We finally got our contributor copies dispatched. I think mine beat you to me today. Yours is going to probably be in the post.
I live in Queensland. They've just got both last week, so
they're flying it up special. Daily Cherry Evans from the Queensland Maroons is going to deliver it to your house for you. But I'm very excited that to finally have this. It's so cool, and I think for you and I especially, there was definitely a time, probably more than a decade ago, where we would like fantasize together about like the life dreams you want when you're adjacent to or part of, you know, storytelling or film culture. It's like, wouldn't it be cool to write an essay for a booklet for a DVD? Wouldn't it be the coolest fucking thing of all time? And now we're not only are we in one, but we're in one together, which is amazing. So I've been holding this and cherishing it. I'm very, very proud, and it's so, so cool. And your great little essay on Dirty Pretty Things, for people who aren't familiar with it, a little immigrant drama set in London, where a couple of migrants get caught into the black market of organ selling. Pretty creepy little movie. It has terrific actors. Has Audrey Tautou in it. Also has Chiwetel Ejiofor. Really terrific little one. Aged really beautifully. I watched it very recently on a tester before I got the final discs. And I'd already seen your essay. I was lucky enough to see that beforehand. But really excited about this. And yeah, thank you so much for coming to have a quick chat with me about it.
Well, look, thank you so much for asking me to be part of this, because to peel back the curtain a little bit, I literally wouldn't have been part of this curated group of people writing about just fucking brilliant noir films if you hadn't asked. So thank you so much for asking me to be part of it. That's allyship in action, motherfucker. actually taking a slice of your own pie and trying to be like, who else could use this? And look, I'm a lifelong Stephen Knight fan. Like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
I absolutely love his work. He's truly like one of my favorite screenwriters and has a real sort of journeyman career. Like, his job before he became, I mean, he was always screenwriting, but he was like a game show developer at the same time as screenwriting, like within a production company. Is the co-creator of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So it's literally rich forever because you get residuals on every time that airs and every different international iteration. But he has written so many of my favorite films and favorite TV shows, including Eastern Promises, which I personally think is his best work, but also like Peaky Blinders is a thing everybody knows him for. He also did Taboo with Tom Hardy and Tom Hardy's hilariously named dad Chips Hardy. He did Lock. He did this amazing film called Closed Circuit.
Love, Lock.
So good. He did this amazing film called Closed Circuit with Rebecca Hall and Eric Bana, where they just have like mad sexual chemistry.
Of the best neck fame. Rebecca Hall.
The best clavicle in the business, Rebecca Hall. But it was so interesting because Dirty Pretty Things, like although he had lots of credits, Dirty Pretty Things to this day is the only thing he's ever been nominated for an Oscar for. Mm. And then is also sort of considered the thing that kind of kickstarts his screenwriting career. And he has this crazy run where it's like Dirty Pretty Things in 2002. And then it's Amazing Grace, like, you know, four-ish years after that, I think 2006, 2007. And then right after that, Eastern Promises with David Cronenberg. And he's like Stephen Knight's a working class guy. And that's kind of one of the enduring themes about most of his work is that this is line in Dirty Pretty Things where essentially they say, like, someone is like, who are you? And they're like, you know, we're the people you do not see. We're the people who clean your toilets, who suck your cocks. And that's kind of the storytelling he's always been interested in. He's always been fascinated by the people in society who actually like have jobs, have a first job, a second job, a third job, a fourth job. He's interested in class. He's interested in race. He's interested in sociopolitics and economics and how that all intersects. That's why Peaky Blinders is so good. Like, yes, you do have Cillian Murphy and a bunch of other boys with like hectic jawbones with those fucked haircuts and those little newsboy caps with razors in them. Fun, fun, fun. But what attracts people to that show is uniting with the struggle. And I think that's also why his audience is so broad, because he spans genres, spans all different types of stories. And Dirty Pretty Things it's just a banger. I've got no love for Stephen Frears, as you know, but you know, Knight, he's on one.
Absolutely on one. You're 100% correct there. This set is really excellent. And I'm so glad personally for the addition of Dirty Pretty Things, because in these noir box sets, sometimes we get a bit caught with American cinema's great sort of stranglehold on the genre. And so in the last box set, there was a terrific, there was a terrific French noir that was in there, which is really excellent as well. So just getting that bit of international flavor in this noir box set, which is filled with stuff like Under Suspicion, which is really great, Heaven's Prisoners with your girl, Terry Hatcher in it, The Crossing Guard, excellent. White Sands, I mean, that might be my favorite on rewatch of the entire set, and then Homicide. So it's really cool to get the international flavor in there and to have all those key themes, elements, and they're all really happening at the same time. It spans from 91 to 2002, all the films in this. So in that, you know, just 11-year period, you've got a bunch of bangers. And I love that there's that kind of post-9/11 international kind of perspective that comes in, because, you know, there's a very defining line culturally. So it's a really cool to sort of see, you know, an international perspective, people just, you know, trying to make way, people, the movement of peoples across lands and society. So yeah, it's really good. And your essay is actually sensational. So it's really great.
Well, thank you. You edited it. But Dirty Pretty Things is really the Love Actually of noir films post 9/11. It's like stealthily British, has a really big, diverse ensemble cast, and a bunch of sick needle drops. But yeah, it's look, you know, I would love to see, and like Imprint Films, if you're watching, I hope you're watching this, it's your fucking show, dog. I would love to see a Year Noir edition of one of their box sets, because I think the international flavor point is such a good one, because yeah, like it's not just that sometimes the noir focus is on American cinema. It's usually on American cinema in a specific period. Yes. And I love sort of like stretching the remit a bit and just looking at noir films from different eras and also like American adjacent countries. The multiculturalness of England and the UK broadly is so ironic, because, you know, they're one of like the creators of colonization in the first place and fuck the world, but at the same time their modern society is incredibly diverse, to the point that it's like you go over there and it's just like, if you're a person of color, it's a little bit like it's like almost a sigh of relief, because there's so many rich culturally diverse communities and pockets and blah blah blah. And when I was in the UK for a few months last year, I was staying in Tottenham, and it was just like the actual community there and the vibrancy and the spirit of it was so lovely. And that's in the city, whereas like to get that kind of cultural specificity in Australia, because we're so racist at our very core, you usually have to go to really specific places, or like, you know, it's not Sydney CBD, it's Western Sydney.
You got to go to the area. As the locals call it.
As my four said, we'll see you in the area.
We'll see you in the area. That's exactly right. Well, look, thank you so much for being a contributor. I love this set so much. I've just been looking at it, staring at it, and I'm definitely going
to share. So many of our faves. Like, sorry, not to just like fucking jump all over your verbal dick here, but like Trav, fucking Jen, like this is a banger.
Yeah, really great set. Jimmy Hempel, who's a friend of the show, I know you haven't met Jim, does another commentary track on
him. So I'm sure he's cool, but like I was just shouting out the people I knew.
No, that's totally cool. But it's really, really terrific films, really terrific filmmaker. I love this sub-series in Imprint, like the neo-noir angle is just so good, and it's so them, and so I just love it. And I you know, they've got others, they've got the Tales of Adventure, they've got these directed by sets, which I think are fantastic if you ever want to just pour through an entire filmmaker's career. But yeah, I will if I can have any influence whatsoever, I will definitely be looking out for a Year Noir.
Hey, I programmed that season in Acme, baby. If they want my list, I'll flick it to them. I got programming notes up the wazoo. They can have them, babe.
If it happens, mate.
There's also a few recent additions, you know. There's a few that have, like, Year Noir, we were sort of categorizing as this period from, like, really 2003, 2004 to, like, 2012. But there's been some recent bangers that I feel like, let's just keep it going. Let's not even limit it to a time space. You have great Year Noir TV shows now, like Mr. In Between.
Yeah, let's keep it going, and literally you'll be the first person that I talk to if I secretly know about such developments in the noir space at Imprint. But yeah, love the set. It's a must buy. I actually think from what I'm hearing, the international pre-orders are actually one of the biggest that has ever happened for this set. So there's a lot of people, and this particular batch not only features the Arthur Dark Neo-Noir cinema, it's also got Films of Faith, the Marty Scorsese set, which is coming out as well, with Last Temptation of Christ, Silence, and Kundun, which I think both of those are massive. So yeah, get your hands on it, pre-order it if you can, available all over the world, not region locked.
Couldn't think of truly a more depressing triple bill than those three Scorsese films. But hey, if you love God and short Italians, maybe that's the one for you.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen to that. Thank you so much for chatting to me about this. You're the best, and I appreciate your contribution, and definitely looking forward to more of these sets that I can ask you to write about as well, some other bangers I know you would love. But looking forward to hopefully getting some of the amazing voices and amazing friends of the show contributing to some amazing films and box sets coming up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.